stone. Over the centuries, it's been used to make everything from cookware to countertops to the kitchen sink. Soapstone doesn't stain or burn, and that's why today it continues to be a rock-solid choice. Production gets off to a drilling start as they bore several deep holes into a soapstone hillside. The horizontal and vertical holes form an intersecting lattice. They loop one end of a long diamond-encrusted cable and attach it to a rod. This makes it easy to maneuver as they snake the cable through one of the vertical holes. They attach a coiled snare to the cable's other end and insert it into one of the horizontal holes, jiggling it around until the snare snags the loop. Once it does, they thread the cable through the rock. They disconnect the snare and untie the loop. Then they crimp the two ends of the cable together, creating one big circle over 60 meters in circumference, which now runs through the rock. They wind a section of the diamond cable around mechanical wheels. The machine moves backward as the wheels turn the cable through the rock. This action causes the diamond cable to saw through the soapstone. The process kicks up a lot of talc dust, the mineral that gives this stone its soapy texture. So they spray water into the cut to minimize the dusty fallout. As the cable exits the rock, it snaps back, so they make sure no one is nearby. It has taken about 20 minutes to slice through this soapstone hillside. Removing the heavy rock will require an excavator. As it pulls the soapstone away from the hillside, it breaks into chunks, each one about 2 or 3 square meters. They wash them. Then a front-end loader forks up each block and delivers it to a bandsaw. Like the cable, the saw has a diamond edge, so it easily cuts through the stone. They get several 3-centimeter thick slabs from each block, perfect for a countertop. They build apron sinks from the smaller end slabs. This type of sink was first popular a century and a half ago. But these days, computerized blades and lasers make the job of building it a whole lot easier. The laser lines serve as guides while the blade cuts the soapstone to precise dimensions. This piece will be the bottom of the sink. They use this precision grinder to taper the sink bottom from the center out so that liquid will flow down into a drain in the middle. They change the tooling and punch out a drain hole in the center. A constant flow of water keeps the cutter cool and the dust down. They mix epoxy resin with hardener to prepare a high-strength waterproof adhesive. They apply it along the edge of the sink bottom, working fast so it doesn't dry. Then they press a sink wall onto the glued surface. They piece together the rest of the sink, and it's ready to blend in with a soapstone countertop. From the shower floor to the stove surround, soapstone can perform many functions with style.